copy of which is attached, is approved, provided said terms are the basis of a discontinuance of the Article 78 action, and the town receives a general release from Underhill LLC, which the town will in return provide a general release to Underhill LLC. This settlement with Underhill LLC in no way authorizes improvements to be made to Old Underhill Road, which can only be made with the settlement of the Underhill LLC Swickle litigation. Mr. Demarest, did you like that language?
I think so. I could probably see it right. But
yeah, okay. All right. So that's your resolution.
Okay. So I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Anything else tonight?
I just want to go over the Coalition Against Bigger Trucks real quick. So I met this gentleman the other day. I guess there's legislation right now where they're trying to have 91,000 pounds rather than 80,000 pounds on roads, and there's no money for towns or municipalities to help with what that's going to cost to the roads, you know, and plus I guess chips money is being cut. So safety is the number one issue. Coalition Against Bigger Trucks is only 5 people, but they're going everywhere, seeing all the towns and whatever. They spoke to Mark Montgomery.
Do you want Kate to type it up?
A while
and send
ago,
it to you?
And he said that
okay.
He agreed 91,000 pounds is, you know, too much weight. It takes too long to stop, et cetera, et cetera. But then he was being swayed, and it was up from the water. So they contacted him again, and I guess when they were bringing this bill forth, Mark had a phone call and he left the room so he didn't have to be involved and have a position. But they asked if we would, like other towns are doing, write a letter saying that, asking for his support not to approve 91,000 pound trucks on our highways. Near statements. So I asked him to send me the template, and I would ask you guys to
do it. Sorry? Oh, it's federal.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying for us from New York State. But I was interested in hearing from him because I'm just amazed at the trucks that are going down Old Kings Road, which is a 45-mile-an-hour, for the most part, residential zone. I mean, Gold Coast has been there for 100 years. I don't mind these trucks going, but they don't go by at 65 miles an hour. But by the time you get to my house, so you're picking up speed from the bottom of the hill, but then you get to my house, there are zooming paths. And, you know, it used to be like maybe 2 trucks a week. Now it's about 15 trucks a day. It is a shortcut, but and I know it's a county road, so I'm going to ask the county if they would have maybe do something about that, but
yeah, give us a template. I think they have a simple resolution.
There was something.
They have one from New Lebanon, I think, but he was going to send me their empty template. But that's all.
Okay.
Dog control had a relatively quiet February. George producing a report, which will hopefully have the beginning of the second quarter.
Liz, do you know when the ticket books will be coming in?
Oh, I will check on that. I'll call General Code tomorrow.
Thank you.
Just really quick review with me for my brain what happened at the senior center. Who was there from the company? Anybody?
Yeah. What's that, the gentleman's name that you were emailing back and forth with?
Oh, I have those emails, so that's
yeah,
the person.
So that
there. He showed up,
yep.
And he said it was moisture.
Because yep.
Okay.
There's no moisture here, yeah, it's just concrete.
But on their thing, it says that there was something listed.
It's just a tag.
Before the wood.
tell a story.
So I talked to Patrick. He just said that's not a story.
You would be a good time.
So we had another contract.
I vote for you.
You'd be perfect.
A young person, you'd do it for like 30 years. It'd be perfect. You're interested in history.
No,
love history.
We should.